United States Senate candidate is joining us right now. His name is Peter Lumage. We've had him on a whole bunch of times in the past. And again, we're always happy when we get him to come on. And if you guys want to ask him a question or you have a question for him out there, I'm sure Peter is willing to answer any questions from anybody. You can call in 860-464-9490. Pete Lumage, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. Real quick, before we get to some of the heavy issues, how's the campaign going?
Oh, it's going very well. The reception is great. I'm running as a conservative. I'm the only conservative in the race that I maintained that position for the past 10 years. And I was in your area, actually, 2 nights ago, Norwich. And it's just unbelievable. People are energized. The voters are, you know, coming to the events. I'm doing 3-4 events every single week. And it's just amazing.
Let's get to some of the, I'm sure a lot of the folks out there are concerned with a lot that's going on when you're out meeting people and shaking hands and all of that. I would think that the number one thing people are talking to you about is inflation and money and the buying power. They go to the store and, you know, things are twice as expensive as they were 5, 6, 7 months ago. So how can you, you know, handle that? How do you plan on attacking that, Pete?
Inflation is preventing you and I and folks out there from creating wealth and equity. And it is by design. When you look at the Federal Reserve, the original intent of the Federal Reserve was the money supply, was to control the interest rate, have price stability, control inflation, and generate trust in the U.S. currency. And that goal is no longer there. I mean, it's out of control. And, you know, what's causing inflation right now, if you go back to Friedman, he was right years ago when he said inflation is caused by monetary issues. And at that time, we had a closed economy, we had low debt, we had a fixed exchange rate, but that no longer applies. And what's causing inflation right now is both monetary and fiscal policies, which is tax and spending by the government, the federal government. And that must be brought within the confines of allowing citizens to create wealth and equity again.
And one of the things that's really hurting the average everyday citizen is this price of gasoline, the price of what the transport goods and services and just to transport themselves around. And any way you can see, lowering the price of gas for consumers?
Well, always we have to keep in mind that the United States Senate is the only entity that can, shape the president's agenda. And one of the problems that we're facing, as you said, is gas prices. All we have to do is just go back to the policies that we had 2-3 years ago under the previous administration. Biden, when he was campaigning, he made it clear that he wants to destroy the fossil industry. He wants to destroy, major, oil producing companies. And I think it's hurting all of us. And we, as United States senators, should be able and will be able to, pressure the president to go back to the previous policies and make sure that we become energy independent again. Because whether Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated, when you go to the gas station to pump gas in your car, that is hurting all of us, and it's just unbelievable that we are putting another tax actually on diesel fuel. So that is going to be passed down to the consumer, so we're going to pay that price.
United States Senate candidate Peter Lumage is joining us today, and we always appreciate him giving us some time. So we're talking a little inflation, we're talking gas prices. If you've got a topic you want me to throw at him or you want to call in, 860-464-9490. Your story is really amazing. You've told it before on the air. You escaped Albania. Your father essentially sacrificed himself for his 3 sons, which is an incredible story. And here you are. And, we see what's happening at our southern border. I mean, you're an immigrant. My grandmother was an immigrant. She came over with my grandfather. But we see what's happening at the southern border in this chaos and another giant caravan of folks are heading towards the southern border. First of all, it's a safety issue, but also we just can't take this many people, can we, Pete?
This administration has become the administration of chaos and lawlessness, and we have to establish law and order in this country again. I mean, we are open to legal immigration. I have no problems with that. But look, what shapes me as a conservative has to do with the fact that I grew up in a communist country. I've seen socialism, I've endured socialism, I escaped socialism, and socialism is coming to the United States, and the Democrats are promoting that every single day. We have elected officials and the federal government that openly claim to be socialist, including the United States Senator, the sitting one, Richard Blumenthal, who had the audacity of attending the Communist Party event in our state. And to be fair, I mean, he apologized 2 days or 3 days later, stating that he didn't know that he was there. But the truth is that we have Ocasio Cortez, we have Bernie Sanders, and all of them got sworn in to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution. And the Constitution stands for Republican form of government. We don't have a socialist form of government in this country, and we must defeat that evil ideology before it comes to the United States and ruins the country and ruins the people.
There's so many folks coming in. And not only that, they put themselves in personal jeopardy and peril. You've got sex trafficking going on. You've got a fentanyl explosion in this country. Yet the current administration, as you mentioned, Blumenthal, these guys are all waving folks in, like they're waving them in over and over again. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I think that the voters out there are waking up. And what's most interesting, in the past few days, we've seen the election in Texas where an immigrant from Mexico, actually was born in Mexico, came to the United States, and she won as a Republican in a district that has been held by the Democrats for 100 years. So that tells you and I that folks are waking up. They are tired of seeing our country being invaded by illegals. And now they are going to stand up. I mean, when you have people like, the elect congresswoman now and Peter Lomage, a refugee from Albania, talking about the issues that are destroying even us as immigrants. And, the interesting thing is that when Reagan said that to see the greatness of this country, you should see it or look into it through the eyes of refugees. We see the greatness of this country. But in addition to that, we see the danger, the threat that is coming to this country. And that's why, you know, people like me are so passionate to defend the constitutional form of government that we have, to defend and protect the greatness of this country, because America has been forced for good. We have no reasons to change it without the people's input. I mean, if we want to make changes, it should be a referendum. You put it out there to the people. Let the people decide on these things. And, you know, unfortunately, this administration is ruling us by executive orders and completely ignoring the requirements of the Constitution.
All right, switching from immigration, let's move to school safety and guns and shooting. Since the last time we talked, we've had multiple school shootings again. How would you handle schools in particular, and how about some of these red flag laws? Go through it all for us as far as the latest conversation about guns.
Look, if we started the schools from 2014, anyone can search and find that I always maintain the position, even 2018 during the debates for gubernatorial election, that schools should, we should provide school resource officers. They should be armed. They should be retired police officers who have protected the community and served the community for years and years, and we trusted them. We should have military personnel who have retired and are willing to do that job. If we trusted them to protect the country, why wouldn't we trust them to protect our schools? And I maintain that position. And it's interesting because some districts, actually school districts, are talking about it. And most likely by September, we're going to see a number of school districts that are going to have armed resource school officers. And I believe in that because a piece of paper by the school that says gun-free zone is not going to protect our children. I mean, when you look at the president of the United States, we protect him with armed people. You look at the vice president, you look at the federal buildings, even banks and jewelry stores have armed guards protecting, you know, their property and, you know, for safety reasons. Yet the most precious things in our lives, children, which are completely, you know, at the hands of the government, if you will, are not being protected. So therefore, I wouldn't have any problems to support school safety officers. We should find the resources to do that. If we have $40 billion to send it to Ukraine, we should have a couple of billion dollars for school safety, and I would support that.
What about banning certain types of weapons?
Look, 1977, Dick Blumenthal got elected to the first office that he's held. Since 1977 to present, I was 10 years old when he got elected. He's been elected and reelected in various offices. The question that I have for him is, what did you do since 1977? To make sure that we have a balanced Second Amendment where law-abiding citizens are not infringed upon their rights. And on the other hand, we get rid of the illegal weapons, make sure that we establish law and order. We go after the ones who are committing crimes with purchasing illegal guns and terrorizing our communities. I mean, Bridgeport is only a few miles north of where I live, and every single night when I'm watching the news, there is another murder. And none of them have been killed so far, at least to the best of my knowledge. by individuals or citizens who are exercising their Second Amendment right and going through the proper procedures of obtaining their weapons. Right. So we have to be very careful of that. It's a God-given right, and it's protected by the Constitution that we have the right to exercise the Second Amendment. So we have to balance that.
How about certain red flag laws? Folks want to put in these red flag laws and kind of sort of target folks who are getting out of hand online and figuring that out. Where are you at there?
The FBI has failed us many times when we had these mass shootings. I mean, they were aware of the fact that these people who are posting these things on social media, that they are intent to commit crimes or to commit mass murders. The FBI has failed us on that. But red flags are concerned to me, because what happens is that you would have your guns that you legally obtained, you will have them confiscated by the government without any due process, and then you wind up going in court to prove yourself innocent. So any ex-spouse that is, you know, angry at someone or any neighbor who doesn't like your attitude for whatever reasons can make a phone call and say, hey, listen, I feel threatened by this guy who's cleaning his weapons in his garage. So you have to be careful with those red flags, and you know, because due process is extremely important to us.
What about the other conversation that Murphy's having, and they're actually, some of the folks are agreeing on this, maybe making it more difficult for an 18-year-old to buy it, or even precluding an 18-year-old from buying a weapon like an AR-15 until they're 21. What are your thoughts about that?
Look, if we trust the 18-year-old to join the military and fight for this country, if an 18-year-old has the right to vote, if an 18-year-old pretty much is considered to be an adult, and we by law establish that, I do have some concerns about that. I mean, we have to look at the mental situation that we have with certain, you know, people out there. We have to spend more money identifying the individuals that may harm our communities, and we have to spend more money on making sure, more money, or at least do the proper evaluation of the individuals that, you know, can be potential risk out there. And, you know, that's where the government should spend some money on, you know, trying to take care of this issue that we have right now.
Peter Lamage, United States Senate candidate, is joining us. Pete, I'm looking at the U.S. debt clock, and it kind of gives you a running total of where we are as far as debt, over $30 trillion in debt, and it continues to go up, yet we continue to spend. If you were to go to Washington, would you be somebody who would, let's say, reinvigorate the idea of being a budget hawk, being a deficit hawk, somebody who's paying attention to how much money we're spending?
Oh, absolutely I would. Absolutely. We're spending money that we don't have. Our children are being born into debt before they even get a job. So we're spending money that we don't have. And again, as I said, the Federal Reserve is completely out of control by just printing money, causing currency depreciation, spending money, having the fiscal policies that we're spending money on pet projects, promoting things that, you know, if you look at the federal agencies that we have, all of them should be audited just like Reagan did it. And they should be downsized at least 25%. We have too much spending. Spending is out of control in Washington. So absolutely, I would be one of them that would fight tooth and nail to make sure that the taxpayers' money is not wasted. And, you know, we need more Republicans and conservatives who are willing to stand up and make sure that we spend the money that we have, not the money that we're printing out of thin air, and we cannot afford it.
So I've been asking all my guests today the same question since a lot of kids have graduated high school today or are graduating today. I have a nephew who's graduating today. If you remember back to when you were 18, where were you at 18? And, you know, where were you looking, like, where did you want your life to go at 18?
Well, at 18, I just wanted to escape communism and hopefully reach, you know, the United States within a couple of years legally and, you know, live in freedom. And I was 22, actually, when I arrived in the United States. So at the age of 18, I had no dreams. I had no hopes. I just wanted to be able to survive and escape socialism.
Right. Amazing. All right. Where do people go to learn more about you, Pete? Where do they go? What website?
It's PeterLamage.com. Last name is L-U-M-H-A. It's one word, PeterLamage.com. And I would love to people to take a look at my website and hopefully join and volunteer for the primary election, which is on August 9th.
All right, Pete. We'll talk again soon, but thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
All right, pal. You have a good one. Pete Lamage joining us here today and just kind of rolling over some of the things that we've been talking about here news-wise. I don't know what happened to me during the course of that. Like, I couldn't talk for some reason during that interview. So Pete did a good job. I just couldn't ask any questions. I was sounding like a babbling idiot. Not that there's anything new about that. That's par for the course. We'll be back. Stick around.